13 athletes from Dillingham City School District will compete in the State Senior Native Youth Olympics Games this weekend. Hosted by the Cook Inlet Tribal Council, the NYO State competitions will take place at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. Dillingham's NYO season is short, a little over a month. Carl Clark, the Dillingham City School District Athletic Director, has been coaching NYO for 15 years. He says that in such a short season, the coaches are vital.
So we get about five solid weeks to get these athletes ready for state. Our season went by really, really fast. We have an amazing coaching staff. We have Kristen Smeaton, Amanda Leeton, and myself. And these athletes are getting a lot out of having that many coaches in the gym at one time.
Clark says that each event represents a tradition in Alaska Native culture. That foundation has created a different dynamic between teams at the games.
So it's kind of an individual sport where you want to make sure that you're trying to compete to be the best, but you also want to compete and help your other competitors do their best as well too, so they could succeed in life in their cultural events and the things that they do for subsistence hunting and whatnot.
Dillingham students are excited to compete. Brittany Dre is a senior competing in wrist carry and Alaskan high kick. She placed first at the Southwest Region School District meet in Dillingham this year and has competed in the state competition since seventh grade.
I haven't been nervous because I've been going a lot. It's really fun. I look forward to state every year. Yeah, this is my last year. I'll miss it. I'll always look back to my high school moments.
Dre recently switched events. She used to compete in seal hop, but after spraining her wrist, she changed to wrist carry and Alaskan high kick. Justin Dye has gone to state for the past 3 years. His events are kneel jump and wrist carry.
My freshman year, I placed fourth at state, and after that, it's just, you know, motivating to get first, and then sophomore, junior, I've won state, and so that confidence just been rolling, and I'm ready for my third.
Dye set a personal record for kneel jump this year at regionals. Ralph Evolt took first in Eskimo stick pull. He says that so far the season has been promising.
It's been great, going in a little confident. I think that we're a pretty confident group. Everyone's uplifting to each other. So I guess it is kind of a team sport because you got your teams there motivating you.
The seniors named a few formidable competitors, among them schools in Utqiagvik, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, Sitka, and Unalaska. But Coach Clark says that the NYO games aren't about demolishing the other teams.
With NYO, there's no specific rivalry. It's a sport where we come together, and yes, there's some teams that are like the powerhouse teams that are really good. You know, they're going to work with our athletes and train our athletes as well as they're kicking or jumping or hopping, and you kind of share your techniques. So then you're training your youth to become better hunters, better youth advocates in their community so that they could go out there and they could teach all the other athletes in the state how to compete in these events and do well.
All right, all pullers are now pulling in the finals.
The opening ceremony begins today at 1 p.m., and the games close on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.